Biden commutes sentences of 37 death row prisoners. Washington. President Joe Biden on Monday announced that he is commuting the sentences of 37 prisoners on the federal government's death row. These individuals, all convicted of murder, will now serve life sentences without the possibility of parole. The decision comes just weeks before the 46th president is set to leave office. I've dedicated my career to reducing violent crime and ensuring a fair and effective justice system, Biden said in a statement. The president defended his decision, stating that the United States must abolish the death sentence at the federal level, except in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. Make no mistake, I condemn these murderers, grieve for the victims of their despicable acts, and ache for all the families who have suffered unimaginable and irreparable loss, Biden said. But guided by my conscience and my experience as a public defender, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, vice president, and now president, I am more convinced than ever that we must stop the use of the death penalty at the federal level. Currently, there are 40 prisoners on federal death row. Three of these prisoners will remain subject to death sentence following today's announcement. These individuals include Robert Bowers, who was convicted of killing 11 people in the 2018 mass shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Dylan Roof, who killed 9 parishioners in the 2015 mass shooting at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And Jakar Tsarnaev, who was involved in the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. President-elect Donald Trump made it clear during his campaign that he would resume the death penalty and expand its use to include child rapists and illegal immigrants who kill U.S. citizens and law enforcement officers. Biden's commutations are final and cannot be overturned. In good conscience, I cannot stand back and let a new administration resume executions that I halted, the president said in his statement. In July 2020, President Trump's Justice Department resumed federal executions after a 17-year pause. During the final 6 months of his first term, Trump oversaw the execution of 13 federal death row prisoners. After Biden took office, Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a memorandum in July 2021, imposing a moratorium on all federal executions. The Department of Justice must ensure that everyone in the federal criminal justice system is not only afforded the rights guaranteed by the Constitution and laws of the United States, but is also treated fairly and humanely, Garland said. That obligation has special force in capital cases. In his statement, Biden said his decision was consistent with the moratorium his Justice Department has imposed on federal executions. Among the individuals whose sentences have been commuted to life imprisonment are Jorge Torres, a former Marine convicted in 2014 for the killing of a fellow service member. Thomas Sanders, convicted in 2014 for the killing of a 12-year-old girl. And Kaboni Savage, a drug dealer convicted in 2013 for his role in the deaths of 12 people. In recent weeks, the president faced increasing pressure from civil rights groups to commute federal death sentences, a campaign promise he made in 2020, before Trump takes office. The announcement, made just before Christmas, is also significant for Pope Francis, who recently urged Biden to commute the sentences of death row inmates. Today, I feel compelled to ask all of you to pray for the inmates on death row in the United States, the Pope said in his weekly address in early December. Let us pray that their sentences may be commuted or changed. Let us think of these brothers and sisters of ours and ask the Lord for the grace to save them from death. Biden spoke with the Pope on December 19th and scheduled to meet with him during his trip to Italy from January 9th to 12th, according to the White House. Full list of death row commutation recipients: Shannon Wayne Agofsky, Billy Jerome Allen, Aquilia Marcevixi Barnett, Brandon Leon Basham, Anthony George Battle, Meyer Jason Brown, Carlos David Caro, Wesley Paul Kuntz, Jr., Brandon Michael Counsel, Christopher Emery Kramer, Len Davis, Joseph Ebrin, Ricky Allen Fackrell, Edward Leon Fields, Jr., Chadrick Evan Folks, Marvin Charles Gabrian, II, Edgar Baltazar Garcia, Thomas Morocco Hager, Charles Michael Hall, Norris G. Holder, Richard Allen Jackson, Jerigis Katamovas, Daryl Lawrence, Yuri Michael, Ronald Micus, James H. Rowan, Jr., Julius Omar Robinson, David Anthony Runyon, Ricardo Sanchez, Jr., Thomas Stephen Sanders, Kavoni Savage, Mark Isaac Snare, Regan Taylor, Richard Tipton, Jorge Avila Torres, Daniel Troya, Alejandro Enrique Ramirez Humana.